is his versatility because he has played both. Extremely high football intelligence. Billy Davis was at his pro day, spent a lot of time with him there. We had him in here for an interview. He's played safety, he's played corner, he's played nickel. I think he's obviously has the speed to play corner, but the fact that he sometimes when you're drafting guys, you try to project them that maybe they can be this, but there's obviously evidence of him playing safety and doing it at a really high level. Could be the quarterback of the defense because of his football intelligence. So just thought that versatility, you know, the football character, football intelligence part of it, the character part of it, we really thought it was a really good value, and especially today. He was one of those guys looking at it that we were really excited about last night when we left it. If we don't get a great offer, then we're going to stay there and take Jalen.
Do you know where you might start him off at, or are you going to work him out of both?
We'll work him out of both. So, you know, we'll see. That's the great thing about the off-season program, kind of get a feel. But, just kind of how the rest of the draft falls and kind of where we are. So instead of saying we have an idea exactly right now at noon on Saturday where he's going to be, let's see what the rest of the people we bring in the secondary and then kind of figure that part of it out.
Do you see any similarities between him and Malcolm Jenkins? I mean, you know, he was a guy who played corner in college, you know, transitioned over to safety.
Yeah, they're built a little different. Malcolm's obviously a little bit taller, but I think they, you know, that's what we need in our safeties is ability to be able to play man coverage, but also be able to play the middle of the field and be the quarterback of the defense. And it takes someone, you know, a lot of what we do defensively has a, you know, we're going to play this coverage versus this look or this coverage versus this look. And, you know, it's up to the safety to make that decision. So you got to have a high football intelligence. And that's where, Jalen fits in from that sense, that standpoint.
To the draft, that the safety class, especially after the third round, there's probably a drop off. But also because of that position, do you have to be more creative in how you look at guys? And are you looking more at corners as possible safeties in the pros?
Yeah, it starts to kind of go that way, and that's a really good point, is that, you know, is there corners out there that are college corners that are, I mean, potentially NFL safeties? Jarris Bird's a great example of it. Jarris Bird played corner for us at Oregon. He never played safety, and then obviously he's had a very successful career here. So that's what I think you got to do, especially as you move down, you know, and into the later rounds, and you're projecting some guys that maybe some position moves for them, so.
Did you take a lot of calls for this pick? Was it?
Yeah, I think whenever you have that whole night to kind of look at it, we did. But it's kind of when we went back to 26, you listen. But then, you know, how far back would we go before we'd lose Jalen? And we just felt that the opportunity to get him, we didn't feel like we could risk it moving back too far. So,
Is he healthy?
Yeah, he didn't participate in the drills at the combine.
Yeah, he's healthy. We worked him out on pro day, so he should be good to go.
And special teams-wise, does he have experience there?
Yeah, he's got a lot of special teams experience. I know Coach Phipp was excited about him as a teams player, obviously being a gunner, being able to cover kickoffs. So he'll factor in that phase of the game too. And running 4-4-1, you know, that's what you need from a gunner position. That's why, you know, guys like Boykin are so successful out there because they got that speed element. Not only can they get off the jam out there, but then they can get down the field. So.
Do you need to have a guy with a high football IQ to work him at both corner and safety as a rookie?
It helps, you know, but we're looking for guys with high football IQ at any position we have on it, whatever it is. It makes life a whole lot easier than schematically you can do a lot of different things if you have the group of guys that can handle that. So, that's a big plus for us. And we're always looking for those special traits. You know, sometimes you may be taking a guy because of his speed or his strength or whatever, but that I think sometimes the intelligence factor is a little bit overlooked, you know, and we really press on that. And I think that's why during the visit process for us, it's really important for us to get on the board with them, watch tape with them, have you explain to us what you did when you were in college, go through that whole process. What are you doing here? How does that work? Then we're going to teach you something, and then we're going to put some tape on, and then you tell us what to do. And Jalen was outstanding when we went through that part of it in the interview process with him.
Guard, when you're showing him that type of film, is it how important is for this? Let's say he is playing the safety, for him to be able to recognize the play, check you out, move you into another coverage. Is that how big is that for this?
Yeah. It's huge, you know, and that's where kind of I think some safeties get separated. It is obviously, you know, they may have the talent part of it, but they don't have that aspect of it. And our safeties have to make a lot of decisions, and a lot of our coverages are based upon how do we want to play it versus a bunch set, how do we want to play it versus a single wide, how do you want to play it versus trips. And they got to make decisions on the run. And you need to have a guy that's pretty decisive and that studies it. And that's one thing about Jalen that we were really, really impressed with.
Is it coincidence that a lot of guys that you're drafting are safety, are seniors, or is that part of a big factor in when you're scouting them and their experience?
I would say it's coincidence, but I believe it's a benefit, though. I mean, it's not – we don't look at it and say, we'll take him for this. We'll take him because of the whole package. But I think it's a benefit for everybody to stay for 4 years. I think Jalen – I'm almost positive. I think Jalen's another one that's a college graduate, that he's graduated. So that to us, that's a big deal. I mean, that's it's what we want. We want smart, tough, physical football players. So.
Is that just as true on offense, or is that more?
Yeah, everywhere. I mean, and
intelligence thing.
Just everything. And then and same with special teams. I mean, it's, you know, when you're sitting here and just having conversations with Chris Maragos on how he sees things, and highly, highly intelligent guy. I mean, special teams is Chris's passion, but how does he see it? You know, because obviously they're the ones playing it, but I don't think anybody can ever say, you can never have a football team that's too smart. You know what I mean? I think it's a huge weapon when you're evaluating these guys in terms of there's so many different components that go into it, but that's a big component in terms of what you want. So, because you have the ability and the flexibility to do a lot of different things if you have very, very intelligent players. So,
is it realistic to come in and learn two spots, three spots? You know, you mentioned safety, slot, things of that nature.
Is it realistic?
Is it realistic to in your rookie year to learn all those spots?
I don't know. It's a good question. Some guys can, some guys, I don't know. I mean, I think who's the individual, that I guess is the way I would look at it.
In this case,
we just drafted him, so I'll get back to you on that one.
How do you balance the football IQ with the physical attributes when you have like two players? If somebody is that much higher as far as a physical player, do you rate him higher, or is it the guy who may be a little bit lower but has the higher football IQ?
I guess the best way, it's not a metric or it's this plus this equals this. It's kind of evaluating the whole package. So, there's a lot of – I mean, we have a lot of really smart coaches, but they can't play. You know, so there's that, you know, that part of it too, where we've got guys that understand the game to no end, but they ain't going out and covering anybody, I can tell you that. So there is a balance of that, you know, and it's – we don't have it weighted, though, that it has to be this over that. It's kind of put it all together and then kind of look at it and then rate them and kind of see where you are. But it's a combination. It just can't be one or the other. So,
how do you feel about what happened with Wolf? It seemed like he was progressing, and all of a sudden he had the injury. I'm sure that set him back. But do you think it was a major setback for him? And what does he have to do in this offseason to kind of put himself in play for one of those positions?
How did I feel about it? I was sad. Because Earl was coming, you know, but I think the statement and more than one person has made to me, it looks like we have the old Earl because he's flying around right now. So, I don't know if he's sometimes the injury obviously was a little bit more severe than it was expected. You know, I thought we didn't think it was going to be as long as it was, and I'll give him a ton of credit because he worked his tail off to try to get. To get back out there, but it just didn't respond the way, you know, we had hoped it would respond. But the guy that's been here since April 21st, Earl's been flying around, and it's, he, like a lot of the guys, it's that jump from being a rookie to a second-year player is a big deal. You know, there's a renewed sense of confidence, whether it's Earl or Ertz or Benny or Matt, you know, the guys we brought in last year, now all of a sudden they're not kind of looking around trying to figure out where to go. They're jumping right to the front of the lines and doing things. So, but right now we're really excited about Earl's future. So,
was there ever a question with Earl about his ability to play hurt as opposed to play injured?
No, not at all. No, he legitimately, and just watch him work out and went. You know, there was a difference between, you know, him being able to run full speed, because when Earl runs full speed and jumps full speed, you know, you can tell, and he was definitely injured. So there was no question from us at all. Okay, thanks, guys.